Welcome to episode 30 of the Once Upon a Captain Swan podcast. In case you think I sound different, it's because I'm a completely different person. Sarah is not with us today. So it's Justine taking over for Sarah for today. And we have a great show for you today. We have Marianne from The Nerd Machine, and she's going to be hanging out with us today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I'm excited. And
we're also going to give our opinions and little spiels about the past 5 episodes that we've watched. And then we have some rats, some ricks, and it's all going to be great. And I'm not going to mess up.
Jay, you're going to be fine. And we're all here to help you out. So who's here today, Jay?
Well, I'm here. And then we also have Lindsay from the UK.
Whoop, whoop. Hello.
We have Gabrielle.
Yo.
We have JMO.
What's up?
And we have the lovely Jenna from the UK.
Hello.
Finally.
Yes. I know, she's finally back with us.
I'm the elusive one.
It's hard to catch her.
When she's here, she's here. All right, so straight into it. So, Marianne, we all know you from your writing on The Nerd Machine. It's The Girly Nerd, which is super cute. And we can also find you on Tumblr at Happiness is Blooming.
That's right.
So, tell us all about your van experience.
Oh, gosh. It was like a dream come true going there. I had never actually been on an airplane before.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So that was really cool.
You had a pretty rocky experience with the airplane.
Our flight was delayed many, many hours coming from San Francisco. Oh. Yeah. That was really the only bad experience. Everything else was just wonderful. And I got to visit Steveston, and it was rainy, but it was beautiful and great. And I was going to go to the parks, but we ran out of time. But at the convention, basically, I wanted to come on here and share just how amazing, I mean, you guys know this, but just how amazing Colin and Jennifer are.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, of course, at the photos, they're great and sweet, but those are so quick. But at the autographs, you actually get a chance to talk to them. So I wanted to tell them, you know, who I was, see if they actually remembered. So when I met Colin, he had retweeted a few of my reviews before. So I told him, you know, I do the reviews for the Nerd Machine. I go, thank you so much. And he's like, oh, thank you for being so kind.
Aww.
Like, he was so sweet. And then Jennifer, I wasn't sure if she had ever seen them, you know, you just never know. So, mm-hmm. And she said, oh, thank you for saying so many lovely things.
Aww.
I know. She's just so awesome. Sweet. I know. And then I had made them this storybook. You guys saw the storybook.
Yeah, yeah, I want one so
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, yeah, I think I figured out how to do it, but it's expensive.
I will pay. I will pay.
Sarah really wanted to know what their reaction was when they saw it.
You know, I had heard that maybe we weren't supposed to bring gifts to them at the convention, but I did anyway.
Because you're a rebel.
Well, you know, it's just a book. You know, it's easy to take with them. So, but there was no issue at all. So I gave them to the handler, and she held it up, and Colin was like, oh, thank you so much. You know that really cheesy, goofy granny thing he always says? But he only saw the cover of it, so I'm not sure what his actual reaction is. But for Jennifer, her handler actually opened up and showed her a few pages, and her smile was just the biggest thing I've ever seen. I will never, ever forget that face. She was just like, oh, my God, thank you. It's just, she's so lovely. And, you know, when they get gifts, sometimes they share them on Instagram. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if they did that, but I don't really expect that.
Mm-hmm.
So their reactions are basically, you know, thanks enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was their reaction. They, especially Jennifer's smile, just so sweet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure JMO's smile can just like make the flowers grow.
Just all over the world.
Literal sunshine, basically.
I was going to say, she's just so full of sunshine and rainbows. Yeah. I love her.
This all comes out of her.
Yeah, she's so pure.
I believe the page they opened up to was a picture of Emma hugging Snow and Charmaine.
Aww.
So that's probably her reaction, yeah. So.
Family feels.
Yeah. Charming family feels.
And as far as the book, I think what I could do is basically just have people, like, send money, and then I just order a copy and send it to them. I mean, that's the...
Send me money.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... I know that takes a lot of trust on my part for some people, you know,
mm-hmm.
to Marianne, do that. Marianne, you're so sweet. How could not anyone not trust you? Like, look at that.
Yeah.
It's not like she's a Nigerian prince asking for money via email.
Well, you think that, but, you know...
Dark, you know.
This could all be a front.
Marianne, we will be in touch. Me and you will be in touch.
But I was figuring out the price. It's probably about like $225, $230, something like that.
Ooh,
and plus shipping. We need to send you money for shipping. So
yeah, shipping varies depending on where you send it to. So
yeah,
I was trying to look that up and it wasn't available, but they were like updating the site or something. So.
Oh, man.
That's about it. I was taking pictures of it yesterday to post. I think I'll probably post it on all the different sites. So
just all of them. Keep your eyes out, guys.
I can't wait.
Jaima, did you have a question or were you just stretching?
No. Just stretching.
Okay.
Well, okay. I was going to say, your reactions, when I was met you guys at the convention, your reactions were just as good as Colin and Jennifer's.
I mean, that's like an amazing book. If you've never seen it in person, it is amazing. It's every Captain Swan's fan's dream. Like,
thank you.
Just the time and effort to put into something like that is amazing alone. When the final product is as good as it was, I mean, how are we not going to be like, holy shit, this is awesome?
And I'm kind of tempted to wait until like the series ends so that I can get like all. If you add more stuff to it, or
one has to be complete because they only allow so many pages.
Oh yeah, true. So you're gonna do a second book, or
make a second book? Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I can still order the first book then.
Yeah. But you know, I've been doing the little graphics and stuff for like years, and I would share some occasionally, but I never really did anything with them. And I'm like, well, maybe one day I'll make a little book. And then I'm like, okay, I think I want to get them to autograph that because that'd be kind of special. And
yeah.
So yeah. It took me about, well, like years for the pictures, but I would say about 2.5 weeks to put it all together, like making the pictures and writing everything and putting it in the program. So, yeah.
Nice.
That's really cool still.
I know. I just basically, I took dialogue and wrote all the descriptions and stuff. So. Some of it was from the script teases. A couple of them were for the script teases that Adam has shared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like the ones that weren't in the
screen. Oh, I like that.
Like the lift kiss. They said it was a kiss for the ages. I said that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're an author.
But I tried, yeah. Yeah.
All right. It was and fun. We also wanted to know just how you kind of got into writing for the Nerd Machine and how you kind of reviews.
Well, you know, ever since the Nerd Machine launched, they were asking for writers. So right from the get-go, I was writing articles, but I didn't do that many. I did a couple like film reviews. I called them Rediscovering Classics. So I did a review of like The Rocketeer and The Wizard, what were some of the other ones? Superman Returns.
Oh, cool.
Got some nice reactions to those from people who didn't like it. And then I did, you know, a couple of other little articles and stuff. But someone else used to do the once reviews on there for, like, season... Did he do season one? I don't remember, but he definitely did season two. But I wasn't really in the fandom online at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then he stopped, and about like midway through season three, I'm like, well, let me try, you know. So basically, the very first one I did was like a all-encompassing, like the first half of season 3 review. So just to try that, and I'm like, they liked it. So, and then I did one for the second half of season 3. And then I decided in season 4 to do them weekly, and I guess they liked them, so.
Well, we awesome. All love them.
Yeah.
Sweet, do.
And they're very nice because they change editors a lot of the time over there, and at first they would sort of limit how long they could be to about, like, 3 pages, which is really difficult for me.
Especially if you're doing whole season, like half seasons, it's hard to do 3 pages for that.
Yeah.
But now they just sort of let me do what I want.
Oh, right. I'm a veteran now.
They said they didn't think people would read longer reviews, but I'm like, no, they will. So
they definitely will.
So they all do. They're basically
have, you met, have you met the Captain Swan fandom? We'll read anything.
But I really love doing them. I know, I just do it for the love of it, basically, you know, and it's nice. It gets my name out there, so.
Hell yeah.
And I like being a part of Zachary Levi's website, because he's just such a wonderful person, and the things he does for Nerd HQ are just so amazing, and I've gone every single year, and they raise so much money to help these sweet children, so.
Yeah.
So I just being a part of that.
Have you gotten a chance to meet him, like Zachary Levi?
Multiple times, yeah. Well, the very
first. Oh my god!
Spill, man.
The first time I met him was I did an interview with him and Mandy Moore.
Oh man!
I love Mandy Moore.
Goodness.
Very first. ever. I haven't done that many, but that's the best one. Yeah.
Yes.
Sarah's gonna listen to this and be like, "Fuck."
I know, she should have been here.
And yeah, it was in a hotel downtown San Diego, and I was super nervous. It was me and 3 other girls, so at least there was 3 other people with us, and and they were just the nicest people in the world. I mean, so sweet, and I mean, Zach's the kind of person that, like, I was nervous, but the instant you meet him, it just sort of goes away, because he's just so kind and lovely, and yeah, and then I've met him at Nerd HQ, and he's just so great. I mean, he's sort of a lot like Colin and Jennifer, where they remember things and remember fans. And I remember I had sent him a letter and then sent him some artwork, because my dad's an artist. And he had done a painting of Frank Sinatra, and Zach's a big Frank Sinatra fan. So I sent him like a sketch of it. And then I did a little, like, Jungle Cruise drawing, because I heard he liked the Jungle Cruise. And then when I met him at Nerd HQ, I'm like, do you remember me? He's like, you look familiar. And then I explained, you know, I did the article, and then that I had sent him this stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he remembered the title of the little drawing I did.
Wow. Aww.
So, yeah. He's pretty special.
What a precious man.
No.
I love him.
Yeah, when people are just so legitimately, like, good people, that just makes my, like, heart happy.
Yeah, he is. Yes. You could tell. You know, I'm pretty good. You can always tell when people are sort of not, but he is. He's great.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty lucky. Like, the people I admire, Zach and Jennifer and Colin, are all super great, and I've had great experiences meeting them. So not everyone's that lucky.
Yeah.
Hashtag unproblematic phase.
Yes, exactly.
Who have you had problems with?
Oh, you know, my dad's like a sports artist. So I haven't personally, but like people he met, like athletes and stuff, like so some people were great, and some people were like, yeah, like I don't want to get into it. So.
Not so great.
Really great was like Muhammad Ali was really great.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. He did a painting of him and got to spend time with him. He's like, that was one of the best experiences he ever had. So
that's good.
So cool. Yeah. All right. Well, shall we get into our episode reviews?
Yeah. I'm completely unprepared, though.
Okay, we are.
This is how we roll. We don't have a clue.
A little bit of a secret to our podcast. This is how we roll. We do not prepare.
We just brainstorm, you know. Just go off of that.
We spent like half an hour before the episode to decide what we're going to talk about.
But I know I'm so much better writing than speaking, so hopefully I'm okay.
Honey, we're right there with you, so.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's start out with the first episode of this half of the season, 6-11, Tougher Than the Rest. Was that the episode title?
That's correct, yeah. I actually really liked the episode.
It was great.
I liked it. It was
well-rounded, I think. I think it would appeal to, like, everyone. And obviously, a favourite, Old Hook. Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious.
Highlight. Pulling the hair out of the face was like, so I was like, yeah, get it.
It was amazing.
Also, Old Hook could still get it.
Oh, definitely.
Still get it. There was like a disconnect from the fandom of like, no, I wouldn't. And it's like, yeah, I would.
If Jack Nicholson can still get it, like Old Hook can still get it.
He's still that saucy pirate underneath.
He is.
Aragorn, sort of. Older Aragorn or something, a little bit.
Yeah.
If Aragorn drank too much elven wine.
Yes, of course.
Yes, we all love Old Hook. I also loved that little scene with little Emma. It was just so heartbreaking. She's burning her, like, only book to keep warm. She has like her little baby blanket spread out across her lap, and she's still wearing a beanie.
She's still wearing a beanie. The Kendra Grace is so beautiful and so
she's
adorable.
So cute, and I feel like I see her everywhere now. Everywhere.
Emma. Yeah, I saw her interview the other day on TV. She is the cutest kid in the world.
Kendra Grace.
Yes.
Beautiful.
She didn't talk about Once Upon a Time. She was talking about that new show or new movie she's in with Chris Evans. But
yeah, lucky girl, eh?
Yeah,
I know. Girl.
She's so cute.
She's moved up in the world,
oh, right? Yeah.
She's getting that once boost.
What did you think about Robin of Loxley in this episode?
In that episode, I loved him.
I think he worked in that episode.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to see him back.
It made me realize how much I missed Sean Maguire. Oh,
yes, exactly.
Yes. I love Sean Maguire. He's the best.
He's great.
I'm seeing him in a few weeks, me and Jenna, but still.
Yeah.
I still miss him.
But yeah.
What did you like about it, Gav?
I liked the whole episode. It was great. Actually, that was the first episode in season 6 that reminded me of season 1.
Yeah. So.
And I also loved August. August.
Yeah, I love August.
Yes, me too.
That's my guy. I love him.
That's your guy.
Well, I used to think in season 1 that him and Emma were going to be together before Hook came along. So I love August.
I never shipped that.
I didn't ship it, but I could.
Only in season 1.
That's okay. You're allowed to.
I think they were maybe setting it up in season 1, just in case they couldn't get the rights to Captain Hook.
It seemed like it a little bit, yeah.
Because, like, when you get down to it, Killian and August are very similar.
Yeah.
Well, Killian said, like, when Killian was being jealous, he was like, oh, I know you're fond of men in leather jackets.
Like, let's be real, Emma definitely has a type.
Because Graham would wear a leather jacket too. So.
Stubble and leather jackets.
Yeah.
There you go.
Going back to Emma's, young Emma, what did you think about finding out like how she got her last name?
Oh, I like that.
It was really cute.
The like they finally went back to season 1 and actually closed the chapter of people asking.
Yes.
Them. Where did she get her last name?
And it was well done. It was well done. I really liked that.
Yeah.
It's so much more meaningful than thinking it was from her foster parents.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That she gave herself her own name.
Yeah.
I found a lot of people who were like, it goes against canon. It was never canon that her foster parents were the Swans.
Exactly.
That was a fandom assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were never told
Y'all have been reading too many fanfics.
Like, yes, guilty.
Like, I understand some people were like, that's not how that works. Emma would get a last name and a social security number. Like, just let it go,
it's
guys.
A TV, it's a TV show. Yeah. About fairy tales.
That's what they're questioning on the show. Ride.
There are, like, certain things on once where, like, I can just let it go and just, like, that's just how TV works. And, like, there are other things where I'm like, no, that's not how that works. But Emma getting and choosing her own last name, that works for within the show and within how the show works.
And within the character.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how Regina adopted Henry. That would not happen in the real world.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. There is no way Regina would have been able to adopt Henry at all.
No.
At all, especially without a home visit.
Yeah, you just accept it. It's called suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, not everything has to be.
Teach him, Marianne.
Realistic.
So we just call this show now Once Upon a Suspension of Disbelief?
Just go with it.
Yeah. The suspension of disbelief that you get into when you watch any TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you watch TV shows, like, that are set in high school, and you know, like, people can't wear that to high school.
Yeah. And people are, like, in the 30s.
Or medical shows with, you know, things. It's like, that would have gotten them fired, you know, things like that. So,
yeah. Shall we all give our ratings for this episode?
Okay.
I'd give it a 7. It wasn't my favorite episode, but it was a lot better than the one that was before that one.
The one that shall not be named?
Yes. The first.
Oh.
This was just miles better, but it still wasn't my favorite episode.
I would probably give it an 8 as well.
Okay. Lindsay?
I would give it an 8. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yep. Jennifer in the UK?
Yeah, 8. Yeah. I think I'd go with 8 because I don't know, it felt like a lot of the magic had come back. I feel like the show had lost its magic a bit, and just August being there again, he brought a lot of magic back that was there in the first season, so I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Marianne?
I would give it an 8 as well.
All right.
Yeah.
All in agreement.
All right, so moving on to 612, Murder Most Foul.
Yes! Oh yeah, the bromance episode.
It was so good.
It was lit.
So good.
Let's talk about that starting off of scene though with Hook and Archie.
That was a bro scene. I didn't know I needed.
Exactly.
I never ever expected a scene like that, and the second it happened, I'm like, oh, this is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, and now I want him to be the one to officiate the wedding.
Yes!
If he can officiate the Rum Bell wedding, then he can definitely officiate the Captain Swan one.
I hope he does.
Because he you know, he worked with Emma. And then you worked with...
Yeah, he worked with both of them.
So yes, that's... It makes
He's
it
like
perfect.
Their cheerleader,
Which, I mean,
sort of.
Like, isn't something you're supposed to do when you're in therapy? But, like, you know, Archie's the only therapist in town, so he's restricted to... being the only therapist in town. Gotta work with what you got.
I've also liked Archie being in season 6 a lot more as well. I do. Yes. I love his character. And just seeing more of him is absolutely fantastic.
And Raphael in person is, like, awesome. He's, like, the sweetest
man. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
He's so sweet. And did you see him at the karaoke night? In
no.
We saw some videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, he can dance.
Wow.
He was not shy at all.
I see Archie getting down at the Captain Swan wedding.
It was pretty amazing, actually.
he getting hyped off the Hypnotic. He loves, like, I'm going to headcanon that he loves Hypnotic once everyone leaves for the day.
He just has, like, a little flask of it just, like, hiding somewhere in his office.
These people are going to kill me one day.
He's like, oh no, the American Psychiatric Board They're going to revoke my license.
So, getting back onto the episode theme, so the theme was Killian wanted to prove to David that he's worthy of marrying Emma. I think he'd already proved it, but of course David was running on empty. And that scene where he lapses outside of a house and like Killian just comes running out, it made me laugh so much because it's like he was always he knew something was wrong with his bro, so he had to run out and save him.
His bro senses were tingling.
Yeah.
I Josh Dallas brought it that
episode.
Oh
my god.
He was incredible.
Yeah.
It makes me wish that he had more to do on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. He's a great actor. It was also good to see Charles Widmore again, which was very exciting.
Yeah.
Alan Dale. I love Charles Widmore.
Yeah.
In other words, King George.
It's Charles Widmore. That's it.
Oh no!
We also finally found out what happened to him because he just disappeared after.
I wonder.
That's what we do. We just lock him in the room, don't we?
Yeah.
What do we do? With
anyone
character?
Who's just unexplained, he's locked in the dungeon.
I mean, at the end of the episode, he did say Josh. I mean, not Josh. David did say lock him up. So I mean,
yeah,
he's still back there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That scene following that fight with where David breaks down and then Killian kneels with him. That is one of her pictures.
Oh,
like
beautiful.
Scenes, pictures.
It's amazing.
I did actually shed a tear because it was that beautiful.
The Captain Charming feels were astronomical.
In full effect.
Off the scale.
But even the Captain Swan scenes we did have were perfect. Like one by the shed.
Oh yes. It's like, what are you doing? He's like, I just wanted desperately to kiss you, and I was like,
yeah, no. That was so cute.
Also, he kissed her so good, she forgot what she was doing. Like he's that good of a kisser. Like, dearly.
I mean, we already knew that, but that was just like,
it's just confirmation of something we already knew.
Yes. Also, Jayma looks so cute in that coat and the beanie.
Yeah. She's adorable.
Her hair
also,
down.
We found out that Emma apparently canoes.
And Killian goes on about boat safety all the time.
Yeah.
Boat safety. He's like the boat safety champion.
But I like how he told her he was seeing Archie. So.
Yeah.
That was nice.
So nice. Something I'm really happy with the show is how they handle characters going and seeking help from a therapist. Because so often you see shows where they're like, oh my god, that person's going to a therapist. Like, they're like crazy. Like, oh my god. But here they're like, oh yeah, that's awesome that you're going and getting help for this thing that you need help with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
So yeah, I just really enjoy how they frame people going to therapy.
They've like normalized it a bit, haven't they?
Because like a lot of them have been to see Archie at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people at the
dock. Oh my god, that scene at the dock was great.
Yeah.
David's face lit up like Killian was proposing to him.
Also, Archie's face when Killian pulled out the ring.
Oh, I know.
I was Archie.
Like, Killian,
I
accept.
And I was like, I was surprised by it. And I was like, whoa. Like, I felt like a general audience member. I mean, it was like awesome.
I didn't expect to see the ring that early in the half.
Yeah,
season, so I was like,
exactly.
I thought we were going to have to wait till like the end of the episode to see it.
Right.
Also, can we talk about how like gorgeous that ring is?
It is.
It is a rock.
And a half.
Emma's a lucky lady.
Can we talk about how he was opening it with his hook? It was so funny.
Whenever he does like random shit with his hook, like, you know, the season 5, you know, the Camelot ball when he's clapping. That's so
funny. Sarcastic hook clap. It's so perfect.
And then they had to go and ruin the best episode that I've seen in a long time by
fuck
doing
you, August,
what
man.
We all knew he was going to do.
I wouldn't say it ruined it. I would say it kind of brought us down from a ultimate high.
Yeah, that episode would have got like a 10, man.
It would have got a 10, yeah. Now is it? No. Also, it didn't get a 10 because Emma wasn't in it that much.
Well, I mean, even without her, for me, I still would have gave it a 10.
Same. But I love Emma.
I love Emma too. It was still perfect.
She's looking so beautiful, but like this season, like her outfits and her looks have been on point, and I'm just like, just was staring at her. I'm like,
Jen needs a break, man.
Just stand there for the whole episode. Don't have to do anything. You can just stand there and I'll just admire you.
And pop.
I will say, popcorn and melty milk duds sounds not great.
Yeah. No. What was with that?
I thought it sounded great, but I don't like chocolate.
Gabby, I'm with you.
Chocolate and popcorn's good.
See, I like chocolate and popcorn. I just don't like milk duds.
I don't like milk duds. I've put M&Ms on popcorn before.
See, that I can get behind.
Yeah.
You Americans are weird. We don't do that.
It's a rare thing.
Salty and sweet, damn it.
Yeah, it's good.
Not like salty and sweet.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, you know.
Just because you Brits don't season your food, don't come for us.
Exactly.
Also, shout out to all our British viewers. Love you.
Exactly. Come on.
Me and Lindsay are just going to disappear now and hide in a cave. Never to come out ever again.
You
guys are going to disappear and hide in a cave and eat your unseasoned food.
They've got a shit president at the moment, so.
Brexit. Okay, Brexit. Don't even start, okay? Do not. See how that fiasco's going for you.
I've got someone who actually understands what I'm on about half the time, so. I miss Jenna. She gets me joke, nothing.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, now that we have dragged all of Great Britain, let's give our rating for this episode. I'd give it a 9.
9.5.
I give Lindsay. It a 9.
Or Gabby.
All right. She's not going, so I'm going to go.
Okay, so I give it a 9.
All right. And Jenna from the UK.
I'm going to have to give it less. I'm going to have to give it like a 7 or 8.
Oh,
what's going on, Jenna?
Ooh, our wild card.
I love Captain Charming and I loved their scenes together, but I didn't like Killian lying to Emma. And I was just, the whole time, I was just like, ugh. It was really annoying me. So,
but he technically didn't lie to her until the next episode.
Yeah, but he was hiding from it. Like, he was purposefully sneaking around and, like, diverting her attention and stuff like that. Like, he was being really sneaky and, like, I don't really like it.
I gotcha.
Sorry. But I loved the Captain Charming. I did love that. And I loved the hook analogy. So, you know, it balanced out to a good episode, but, you know.
Things that you would like to improve.
Yeah.
And Marianne?
I would give it a 9.
Alrighty.
I loved it.
All right, so moving on to 613, which was ill boning pattern.
Is there an episode other than the last 10 minutes? I forgot.
No, there wasn't. So let's just talk about those last 10 minutes, shall we?
There was Archie and Killian and Granny's, the butt
shot.
Okay.
Oh, wow, the butt shot.
Yeah, this episode only had two scenes.
Aww.
There
was parts that were good. It just was sort of, I wrote this in my review, they were slow, long, drawn out. They could have been done much quicker. It's a little bit going against the characters a little bit. It helped reconcile Balefire and Neil to me, but I get the purpose of it. It just was a little boring.
Yeah.
See,
I like Rempel flashbacks because more than like Mr. Gold and stuff. So, but but I liked the Captain Swan stuff.
Yeah.
To me, it felt like all the flashbacks should have been done in like the first 3 seasons. Like, we didn't need to go back to Rumple and young Balefire.
Also, Beowulf is the most random character.
Yeah.
Like Beowulf, really?
Yeah, like, why?
And it didn't really work. It didn't work at all. Like, it was one of them kind of, like, flashbacks that was just forced, like, just to tell, like, oh, you know, like, Rumpel's not so bad, guys. He's not as bad as you think.
Just it's forget like all the stuff that he did the first half of the season.
Yeah. And it's just like, and yeah, the main word, boring.
Yeah.
He just went against who Balefire was. He didn't want magic, and now suddenly now he wants to use magic. Like, it was like, no.
It just didn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
And also, there was not enough Emma for me to care, frankly.
Wasn't she only in the one scene?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not enough. Yeah.
Wait, I feel like they completely changed. I feel like they completely changed Balefire's personality just to fit it in with Gideon now.
Exactly.
It was like, well, you can't just be like, oh, right, well, Rumpel's been there before because this is what his son's doing now. The other son did it as well. It's like, but that is so against what Balefire was. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like they kind of expected us to forget who Balefire was, even though, like, there were flashbacks of him up until, like, season 3. Yeah. And I understand that was 3 years ago, but, like, come on, Adam and Eddie, like, we're smarter than that.
They did switch actors, so, you know.
So that guy's too old.
Guy. You can't fool us.
You can't fool fandom.
I that didn't bother me as much as you guys, I'm guessing. I mean, it's like it goes against it, but at the same time, yeah, it sort of brought him and this older self closer together because it's like bad decision-making sort of thing.
I will say that, yeah.
And I know it's like, I think what they were trying to show is he was so against it until he was placed in that situation. And that was the only time he was ever in that a situation like that. I'm guessing that's what they were going for. Because you don't know how you're going to react until it's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Yeah. So I think that's what they were going for. Yeah.
They could have done it better.
Sure. Yeah.
And going back to what you said, Marianne, how it's drawn out. Like, they draw out the stuff that doesn't need to be, and they rush the stuff that needs to be drawn out. Yeah. Like, it's just, they're totally backwards.
Like, the opening scene, I'm like, this is going on too long. It's just ogres hitting people. I mean, this is not
necessary. Well, it's CGI budget for the season.
Yeah,
I don't know. CGI for the season.
Yeah, they waste CGI in that and not showing Hook without his hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want his jacket off.
Where's the justice?
Where's the damn brace? I need to see the brace.
Just, I want to see his arms. I love his arms. Take the jacket the off.
Hairy arms.
He should be more relaxed in his own home.
Yeah. Why does everyone always wear, like, shoes and socks inside? Like, Emma was just presumably just upstairs hanging out all day. Like, why is she in her high-heeled boots?
And a beanie.
Well, in that scene, she was just in a really cute striped sweater, which I'm pretty sure I have that same sweater.
You know, my calendar, I actually have her in that exact almost same sweater when it was just Jen. So I'm like, is that Jen's sweater? Or
it looks like it.
I think it is Jen's sweater.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But anyway, so that scene.
That scene where that sweater
makes an appearance. Yeah. Oh my god. That scene was... I loved that scene because we got engaged. But I'm also like, it's not happening the way I want it to happen.
Sarah and I cried on the couch just seeing the fact that Emma and Killian got engaged, and we've been waiting for 4 years for this, just to have all of the emotions boil up. We were just like, this happened. Gabby can attest. She was watching us cry on the couch, and Gabby's just sitting over there like, yeah.
No, I was like, me and Ray were like cheering. We're like, yes! Like, it was great. But like, could you imagine like watching that scene with four other girls that shipped the same ship? It was awesome. It was like the best experience.
It was a highlight, man. So we were just freaking out, like, woo!
But yeah, it was It was good. And like just the way his face, he just looks at her like she is everything to him. She is the sun and the moon and the stars. And I can't, and I want someone to look at me like that.
I'm crying again.
Lindsay, how did you like it?
As I said, yeah, I have like conflicting feelings. Like, I mean, proposal was beautiful, but then obviously Killian, like, what bothered me about it really was the fact, what was Emma doing looking in his sea chest? That's what bothered, like, she's going about like being honest with each other, yet she's going and doing that. It's, you know, it's a bit.
Maybe she was looking for an earring and was like, maybe Killian thought it was his and put it in his chest.
She was looking for her eyeliner.
Her
okay.
eyeliner, yeah.
Yeah.
She was looking for her eyeliner.
It's fine, but I was just a bit like,
yeah.
You go on about being honest with each other, and then you just go and snoop around people's stuff. Like, and, you know, I never lived together, but still, I mean, I've lived with people, and I've not always liked people going through my things. Yeah. Some things need to be kept to yourself, and I just found that a bit like, But that's just me personally. It's fine.
Jenna,
how did you feel about it?
I think somewhere in between you guys and Lindsay's reaction, I was in the middle, basically. Like, I was really happy. I was like, oh my gosh, the proposal. But then I was like, this is not quite the proposal I was wanting. Really? It's like the secret's there again. Like, there's always a secret there.
Yeah.
But they're going to cause some kind of drama, some, you know.
Really makes me hope that there's going to be a second proposal and I will die.
See, yeah, I'm off of that. Sign me up.
I think there will be. I think they're going to do another one, you know, like a proper
tonight or next week. Hopefully. Please, Adam and Eddie, do me a solid.
My friend actually had a nice little headcanon, but I'll wait until we get to the last episode to kind of introduce that.
Okay. And Marianne, did you have any thoughts on the proposal?
Well, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, it was sort of like 90% loved it, 10%. Was just sort of sad that,
yeah,
you know, when exactly. He's so happy and then all of a sudden his face just falls. And,
oh, the face.
Yeah.
That damn face. Which,
but, like, well, God, I think what I loved it is, like, all their scenes, just how real their acting is. And Jennifer did this little thing. I talked about it when I was writing about it. When she held out her hand and she's, like, grabbing her wrist and she just looks sort of innocent and
insecure a little
bit, and it was just so sweet, and I really loved that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good acting.
It's really good. It's like Jen and Colin just knocked that scene out of the park.
I do think that my favorite thing about that scene was Emma, like her reaction and the way she was at, because she was so happy. She was like elated, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've not seen Emma this happy. Like, she was just. Oh, I don't know. She was just like, like a little excited.
And that little expression, you could see the change in expression in Killian where he looks nervous and then all of a sudden he's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make her happy. And you could it's just so subtle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just turns into just this complete look of adoration. And it's just, oh, I'm like, oh, this is beautiful.
He loves making her happy.
Yeah. That's what the scene is about.
I'm getting emotional.
I need to watch that scene again.
Tears are happening.
This shit just makes me cry. It's ridiculous. I love it. And, oh my god.
All right, so shall we get into our ratings of the episode? Like, do we want to do like a general rating of the episode and then a rating of just the scene?
Yeah.
Right. So I would give the overall episode a 5. I would give that scene a 9.5.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I would give the other episode a 4. You know, I actually ended up painting my nails because it was that exciting. and the scene, I would give it an 8.
All right.
I give the episode -2. 10. Sorry.
The two Jennas are battling out here. Who's going to go first? Me? Okay.
We're speaking now. You might as well carry on.
I give the overall episode probably a 5 and the scene an 8.
I will give the overall episode a 3 and the scene a 10.
All right. Moving on to 614, page 23, which had the other scene, which also makes me cry, but for different reasons.
So I thought it was great because we got rid of the evil queen at last, which...
Like, finally.
We're hashtag free. Bye, Felicia.
Which, like, I could have so done without that flashback. I don't think that flashback needed to be there in order to tell the present storyline. Because we already knew Regina hated herself. Like, we already knew that. Come on.
But did Regina know? That's the whole point. Did Regina know?
I don't care.
Gabby is our resident Regina stan. So what did you think about the episode?
I loved it. I thought it was a great finish for Robin and Evil Queen. And for me, for us Outlaw Queen fans, it kind of gave us a little bit of a resolution. Enough to let, you know, enough for us to like, okay, whatever. It's done.
Yeah. It's done. It's done. We're free at last.
We can move on now.
For me, like, I understand, like, that Robin wasn't storybooked Regina's Robin, but I at least would have liked for her to have had a chance to say goodbye to him and really let him go instead of the evil queen telling her, like, oh, yeah, he already bailed. Like, he's like, cool, bye.
Yeah, that was a little...
I was just like, really?
Jenna, what did you think?
Do I have to talk about this
episode? I think that can just come
you don't
off,
have to
like,
talk about it if you don't want
most of our opinions of that.
Sorry, it's just it annoys me how often they've replayed the Evil Queen flashbacks because I used to like them and I just feel like they're so repetitive now that I don't really like them anymore, and it's a shame because I did used to like them, and I just feel like now as soon as a Evil Queen flashback comes on, I'm just like, oh, here we go then. Like, that's just how I feel, and I wish that I didn't feel that way. Yeah. But, I don't know. I did like...
The same thing. I feel bad for Tony Perez, because he essentially has the same lines every time he comes on screen.
Yeah.
I did like the final scene, like, the actual scene between Regina and the Evil Queen, when it actually got resolved. I liked that scene. I just didn't like the build up to it quite so much.
And I will say Lana's acting this episode was better than her acting in previous episodes.
Yeah.
Y'all know
that's
I've
high praise for you. That's brilliant.
Yes.
Wow.
I've not been a fan of
just
Lana's acting.
Just seeing something nice about Lana.
This entire season, two seasons. I'm not a big fan of Lana's acting, but I feel like in those scenes where she and the Evil Queen are, like, resolving things, it actually worked. So, maybe she got a new acting coach. Maybe the director just was able to work with her a little bit better and communicate that he wants her to be more, like, season one Evil Queen rather than whatever the fuck she was doing before.
That's a good point, yeah. The Evil Queen thing got torn down, and I think it did work a lot better. Mm-hmm. I think in 6A... It was just a bit too.
It was
exaggerated.
Too campy.
And I love camp. Like, let's be real. Once Upon a Time is a very campy show.
Just a bit.
But that was just too campy. That was like RuPaul's Drag Race campy.
Marianne, what did you think?
I really enjoy the episode. Regina episodes aren't always my favorite, especially this season. But that was the most I enjoyed her. The entire season, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I was enjoying the Evil Queen. I think what helped was, well, I enjoyed the Evil Queen at the end of the episode because she mixed the two of them back together. So, so that was the problem, I think, all season. It was because she was split. It was so different and over the top. And what made the Evil Queen so great at the beginning was she always had that little bit, you know, of goodness
that
in her.
Battle.
So, because conflict. It was all internal, and it was back to that a little bit, and I really liked the ending for Outlaw Queen because I thought it was that was the best resolution they could possibly have, I would say. Without bringing back the real Robin Hood, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was happy with that.
Yeah. And then there was the heartbreaking Swan scene.
Oh. But also, such a good scene.
Well, it was good to see Captain Nemo as well. I love Nemo. He's awesome. Oh, yeah.
I love Captain Nemo. I wish he could stay forever.
Yes, that'd be great.
I love him.
He's so wise.
Yeah, he is. I feel like he legitimately is the wisest person in Storybrooke.
We all need a Captain Nemo in our lives.
Yeah.
He's just so warm and like the kind of father the killing deserves. And
yeah.
I love him.
I also love how Captain Nemo gives Killian great advice. And then Killian is like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, Jen, Killian, I love you, but you are so dumb sometimes.
Jen in that scene was so, so good.
Yes.
Oh, I cried. It were brutal. Absolutely brutal. And Jennifer Morrison, my hat off to you. Absolutely fantastic.
Is it terrible that I really liked that scene? I don't know.
No, I also loved it.
It's heartbreaking, but it's so good because it feels so real.
Yeah,
it's very
that's what I liked about it.
Like, you don't see.
And they're actually talking about things, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they just gloss over things. I feel like they're actually, this half of the season, they're actually talking about things.
Mm-hmm.
Having legit conversations about how they're feeling. And that hadn't been the case. So.
What did you think, Gabby? What did you think of it? This episode,
that's
overall?
That scene.
Yeah, the scene. We've done the episode.
The scene. I didn't like it because it just came out of nowhere. Like all of a sudden, we saw him burning his memories. I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? Like, yeah, and then I thought it was like a dream, like he was dreaming or something. And then Emma comes down, and so I'm like, this whole time, I'm like, this is a dream. And it's, like, real. I'm like, where the fuck does this whole scene come from? It was just so out of place to me. So I was like, whatever.
Did it feel odd to have it come right after Captain Nemo's dad speech?
Mm-hmm. It just felt odd in the episode altogether.
It's very out of character for Killian, I think. I mean, he's always been one to face his problems and for him to run away from it. Like, just so, you know... That's not like him. You know, he's been working so hard to be a better person, and for them to just suddenly just turn and say, actually, no, I'm going to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of like messing up with his redemption pretty much. Well, you know what I mean? Mm. So I did find it a little odd.
Yeah.
He has a lot of self-deprecation, and I can understand why he would do that. But I agree that most of the time, he is able to work through that. But to see him want to just, like, delete this entirely, I'm just like, boy, what are you doing?
And for me, it was, like, the most... Like, once he's separated himself with relationships, but, like, not break them up and constantly put them back together and stuff, this was the first time I've ever felt like they've conformed to other shows where they just break them up. You know, to put them back together. Yeah, like, it's like, come on, people. That's never been you guys before, and now you're going to start doing this? Like, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't think they meant it as a breakup scene. I think that's just how some people within the audience are interpreting that.
Yeah,
I didn't break up. I know it wasn't break up, but just the whole, you know, I don't know.
They broke up the engagement. Just wound you up, basically. You like angst, but this is the wrong kind of angst for you.
This was just stupid angst. It wasn't
even stupid angst. Wait, I've always said, Gabby doesn't like angst for the sake of angst. She wants it to be organic.
Yeah, I want it to show some kind of acting and some kind of emotion, and it wasn't really...
Do you think the acting was good?
The acting was, I mean, Jen and Colin are always great, but I just don't know if I would connect it with it.
I don't know. Okay. I kind of didn't mind this scene too much because they're always keeping secrets from each other, and I just liked that Emma just basically said that, you know, like.
Yeah, she called him out.
I'm sick of this storyline of, we're still keeping secrets from each other. It's overdone. Can we just stop it?
Yeah,
they're going to be getting married soon, you know what I mean? It's a bit stupid.
Spoiler alert!
No,
but yeah, they're bloody engaged, mate. Come on. They're engaged. They're going to get married
not engaged right now, so.
Come on, Emma's hurting me. Hey,
the engagement is back on, I think, after Killian's shell phone call.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll get to that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Can we start a I Hate Gideon fan club? Because
I'll be the first one. I want him dead.
I liked Gideon. I was rooting for Gideon. All through, like, the first half of the season.
I love Giles, but Gideon. Yeah. Nah.
I'm like,
was so good when he was paired more often with Belle. And now that he's paired more often with Rumple, I can't stand him.
It's like Tyra Banks. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Basically,
I can't help but think about how good Gideon's storyline could be if it was Belle taking the reins and having him, like, being like, you don't have to do this to be a savior. I think that Belle's a much better person to teach Gideon this lesson than Rumple is. Also, I love Belle, so I want her to
have it. Sounds a little biased there, Justine.
You know what, Gabby?
He's not going to Belle for help. He could go to Belle if he wanted to. But
know what? He's dumb.
He is dumb. That's why I don't like him this
That's path. Why he's RuPaul so
saying it would be smarter for him. And it would be a better story if he had gone to Belle instead of Rumple.
No, I think that the reason they put him with Rumple instead of Belle is because they want to develop Rumple's character as well. I mean, Belle doesn't need her character to really be developed. She's already a nice person. So, I mean, that's what
they Rumple is better as a villain. Not a good guy. We should accept that. He's a baddie. Stay as a baddie. I don't want you to be a good guy. I want you to be a baddie. Stay that way, please.
By the way, I didn't mean that Belle's character shouldn't have any development. I just meant as in being good, because she's already good. Like, yeah. I want to see her develop in other ways, but...
Not with Rumple.
No.
Away from Rumple. Far away.
Are we on to the next episode already, or are we...
No, we should rate and check the ratings,
and then we'll go on to the last episode.
Okay, sorry. I got lost.
I know we're going a bit...
We were talking about
page 23.
I would give page 23 like a 7.58. I found it to be an enjoyable episode and a good watch.
I would give it a 6.
All right. Jenna from the UK?
7.
JMO?
7.
Gabby?
I give it a 6 just for Outlaw Queen.
All right. And Marianne?
I would say 7.5.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool. All right, let's move on to 6:15, which was A Wondrous Place, a.k.a. Killian and Disney Princess team up.
And Aladdin.
And Aladdin was there.
Hovering awkwardly in background. I loved this episode. I thought it was...
Me too.
I did too.
I loved it. I loved
Jasmine
it so much.
Aladdin, they really worked well in this episode. Killian... It was good to see Killian, like, obviously, it's been really good this season to see Killian a bit more away from Emma and having his own little storyline. And he worked so well with Jasmine and Aladdin and Ariel. It was so much fun. It worked really well.
Killian's also, a team player
now. Also, we got a
Jones
brother hug.
Yeah.
Which, that just makes my heart happy.
Oh, the Jones bros.
I know.
Jones why did it have to go? Don't go. Please stay forever.
I know. Like,
wow. He barely spent any time with his brother. I mean, man, he didn't even spend time with him.
Convince me the best man.
It was such a bro hug, though. I was like...
Oh, yeah. Also, like, we got to say goodbye to Captain Dadmo.
Captain
Dadmo. Oh, Captain Dadmo.
I love that. Captain Dadmo.
He is. He's like the most dad figure on the show, let's be real.
Yeah.
And I love that set, the Nautilus.
Yeah.
It's just like one of the most amazing things they've ever had on the show. The colors and everything.
Yeah. Just how it looks. It's so cool. I want to live on the Nautilus.
I know, it's so neat.
Why did they have to, like, make it think? Well, sorry, it's already underwater, but you know what I mean.
It was nice seeing Oded for another episode.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic. I love him.
But I hate the whole story.
I thought they were going to use him more.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
He's a good actor, isn't he? You'd think.
Yeah.
We've got him. Let's write him a banging storyline. But it's only really been used for, like,
2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hate the storyline with Jasmine being scared of him. Like, when was Jasmine ever scared of Jafar in the movie, at least?
I would say Oded gives him... To me, he seems like someone who would definitely use sexual violence. So I can understand why Jasmine's scared of this iteration of Jafar.
This particular Jafar, yeah.
This is... Mm-hmm. You know, look at the movie, that's fine, but this is Once Upon a Time's version. You know, one saw we tried to do a different spin on things.
Well, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But, like, even when he was in it, he was never scary, to me, at least. So that's
just I know he's not, but... I think
I don't know. Oded just gives him such a commanding presence. And I would even argue that the cartoon Jafar could have a penchant for sexual violence. I mean, he, like, puts her in, like, this sexy slave outfit. Like, that's gross.
Yeah. Spoiler for you, Ray.
It just reminded me of, like... It just reminded me of, like, Jabba the Hutt and Princess Leia, though.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that could be in such as a... Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I liked it. I love seeing Ariel. She's really fun.
I love Ariel so much. She's probably my favorite guest star, or at least top, you know, three or something. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. She's just so sweet and unaffected, and I just...
Like,
I just love her so much. And I love the development between her and Killian. You know, she gave him a hug instead of slapping him, so... Yeah.
Yeah. And she's standing there in the background, so all happy. Hugs.
Yeah, and I really now. Like that they sort of make her a kleptomaniac.
Lindsay, I think you were first.
Soz.
Sorry.
My favorite little scene in the adventure was when Jasmine and Aladdin were in the boat and stuff, and then there's that cracking, and then Killian comes up and it puffs his chest out, and he's like.
Get in, losers. Come on, ball, we're going in somewhere.
It's like it looks like soapy soft, but he's puffing his chest out like he's like dramatic pirate that he is.
A true captain right there.
I mean, I have to pause it because I was laughing that much. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "That's my pirate."
It was such a Regina George moment.
Get in, loser.
Or even a Regina moment
ending.
It was kind of a Regina moment.
You know.
Get in, losers.
Get in, losers. We're going Kraken hunting.
You know, you're gonna say something.
Also, Killian was like Sarah, where she has to, like, herd cats. Like, Killian was like, I don't care about your petty drama. I just need to get home.
I don't have time to be a matchmaker.
Okay? Yeah, I love that. That was so cute. Oh, you know, has she said anything about me? It's like, dude. You're obviously in love with each other. Just do something about it.
He's like so much eye rolling in like that episode by Killian. I'm like, give me all of it. He's brilliant.
I love Sassy Killian. This was such like a good Killian episode.
It was.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, also a good Ginny episode. I'm sorry, I couldn't hold it anymore. She was my favorite part in the whole thing.
It's like she was having a ball.
Ginny was so funny.
It was hilarious.
Oh, no, going after
and
the
did
Vikings.
You see, like, she beat those Vikings. She knocked it out of the park.
She did.
And she's, like, wearing one of their, like, little horn
hats.
Helmets.
Yeah, in the background. I'm like, that's hilarious.
I love that.
One of my friends, it didn't even occur to me. I'm like, oh, you're so right. She said that's probably, there's probably supposed to be like the Tangled characters.
Oh, what?
I didn't make that connection. I'm like, I think that's right.
Just kill me right now. Why don't you?
You're just blowing my mind right now, Wolf. Oh my God.
My friend Meredith, who writes the reviews for Screen Spy, she picked up on that.
Good job, Meredith.
Yeah.
Go Meredith.
Oh,
But also, can we talk about how it's so out of character for even, like, come on, Emma, you should know that Killian will never leave you.
Same.
So her,
you know,
her no, believing I that bullshit.
I will have it. To yeah. respectfully disagree.
Yeah, I disagree.
Emma has had a lifetime of abandonment and trust issues, and she's only known Killian as a romantic partner for 2 years tops. So you have 2 years versus an entire life of what she knows. When you have like anxiety and depression, that doesn't just go away because someone loves you. It definitely helps, but it's always kind of with you. And so like when someone does something to disappoint you, you automatically think to yourself, it's my fault. It's just like, this is how it goes for me. Like, this is my life. Like, why did I expect anything different? So I can really empathize with Emma in that time. So
yeah, I thought she was completely Emma. That's a natural reaction for her. And, but she was also sort of stilted and confused. And she kept saying, oh, probably this, probably that. So it's not like completely reverting. So that's what's good. But you know, you see her, she's wearing all of a sudden wearing all black and a turtleneck, and she's crawling into Rochelle again because that's just what she's used to. She's like, well, okay, this is just what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's worse because it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's the one person that she has opened up to in that way and trusts completely. So
I think my issue is, like, I agree with what Justine and Marianne said. I expect Emma, you know, because she is like that. I think Emma and Killian are quite actually perfect for each other because they're both, like, they do jump to conclusions sometimes. They are a bit dramatic. And, you know, Emma's a bit more subtle about it because she puts the walls up and stuff. But they're both very dramatic people, so they're perfect. But what bothered me was that everyone else just agreed.
Yeah.
That's what bothered me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one or two, but you know, best mate David and stuff, maybe might have had some doubts. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I killed your dad and stuff. I was kind of butt heads. But, you know, Regina knows him. I thought Regina would have been a bit more like,
just wait and see. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Or even Snow being like, well, you know.
Well, Snow, at this point, when we saw Snow, she was drunk.
She was drunk, so
as much as I love drunk Snow, I wish that the writers had used that opportunity to kind of fix the Mama Snow relationship and have her comfort Emma.
Yeah.
I feel like,
you know. The one that bothered me was Henry, though. That's the only one that really bugs me. I'm like,
typical teenager.
I'm like, he's so disinterested and not even acting like he's caring, and I'm like, this does not make sense. Mm-hmm. The other ones, I mean, I didn't like as much, but I can understand a little bit more, but I'm like, Henry, come on.
I hate how they do that about teenagers in TV shows and films, though, because it's like, as a general rule, teenagers can be a bit like that, but when something important happens,
but Henry isn't like
that.
They
don't just do that all the time. Like,
I feel like whenever Henry acts like a little shit, they're just like, oh, it's just a teenager thing. But we know Henry isn't like
that. He's a sweet kid, and I.
And he wants to be happy.
Maybe he's also feeling a little betrayed by Killian and thinking that he also abandoned him.
Yeah, maybe he's down.
Killian has made it clear that, like, he sees Henry as, like, a son. And so maybe he's like, oh, well, maybe I put my faith in, like, a wrong person. And so maybe he's just dealing with it in his own way.
Yeah.
But he just didn't even look upset at all to me. So that's what
he was playing his games all night. It's like,
okay,
he's meant to be a teenager and stuff and all that, but he's also meant to be like the heart of a truest believer, the author. You know, he's got all, and he's always like the one who is optimistic. It's kind of like Snow was in the earlier seasons. She's not really anymore. But so for him to feel like this episode was just a bit out of character for me personally.
Yeah. Especially when you think back to season 4 when Regina locked him out of her house and he still made an effort to like go and talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like
he made a whole
basket
of comfort stuff for her. I mean,
It's like, why are you...
Where was Emma's basket?
Where was Emma's basket of wine? Like, why do you even... Why did Henry even get a basket of wine? He's underage.
Where is my basket of wine, Henry? That's it, man. I'm here waiting still.
Like, where is he getting a fake ID from?
He's got it from Snow and Charming when they make tacos, okay?
He stole a credit card. He can steal an ID.
You know, he could just pretend to be Snow.
He's like,
same hair.
They had it in the loft already.
My mum was the sheriff. I can buy this, thanks.
Oh, you're
right, though. And obviously... his other mum's the mayor. And then his stepdad, or soon to be his stepdad, is a pirate. So he's running this town as Henry. He's loving it. We want to see some of that. Come on, give Henry the storyline and see that.
I would love to see rebellious Henry. Like actual rebellious Henry, not just like
this awesome.
Henry.
That teenage angst Henry.
Yeah.
And then we got the shell phone call.
You used to call me
on the shell phone. Yes. Where's Drake when you need him?
Yeah. I'm surprised no one's done a ukulele cover of that yet. I'm going to get a ukulele and learn how to play it.
I was just about to say, shall I do that? I have a ukulele.
Yes, do it.
Go get it, Jenna.
Not right now. I need to learn it first.
Oh.
Next week, we have Jenna doing a cover of Shell Phone.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome. That's my week sorted every evening after work. Practicing.
Forget about Abby.
Yeah.
We're not recording next week, so.
I cried during that Shell Phone call.
I was just happy, like, it harkened back to the voicemail that he left in season 4 and that she never got, and that this time she was actually able to hear him, and I'm just like, thank God she heard
it. Good call, Jamie. I didn't think about that.
If the episode had ended without any of that, I would be really angry, but because we had that happen, I feel a lot better now. I'm just like, yeah,
exactly.
Keep bringing the thanks, whatever, you know, get it resolved soon, but, you know, I can deal with them apart a bit longer, but at least Emma knows
that Emma
now.
Knows.
We can
makes
relax.
It a lot easier.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Good to see Emma fighting for Killian now. It's like, yes.
Also, I really wish Once Upon a Time would stop having white characters use characters of color as costumes. Like, that's really problematic and kind of gross.
Where was that?
Yeah.
When Gideon pretended to be Aesop.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Also, I really hope that Aesop is a real person. Because that guy was fine.
He was fine.
He was gorgeous.
Too bad it was... I mean, is that character supposed to really be there, or was it completely fake?
I don't know.
They didn't really explain that. Especially because they basically just used the rabbit hole set as Aesop's tables.
Which, I love that name, by the way.
That's a really clever name.
Yeah.
Well, was it, if it was Gideon the whole time, would he have really gone to all that effort? I don't know. That's
but Aesop is a real character.
Like,
open a business and everything.
Yeah, like, I'll go and buy this bar. I'll do this, I'll do that.
He's
playing a big game.
Playing the long game. I think that bar is actually there, and Aesop is, like, an actual small business owner. And I think Gideon just saw an opportunity to
knock him out.
Dress
Gideon
up
knocked
as a
him out.
Person
of
color. So
I'm sorry.
Stop doing that, please.
As an I'm sorry, I think Aesop should provide drinks at the wedding reception.
Yeah. As dear Lord, that actor was very attractive.
you find yourself a little bit there, love.
Yeah, he was hot.
So I would give that episode, I'd give it an 8. I really liked it.
I would also give it an 8. I absolutely loved it.
Jenna, from the UK?
9. I'm going to go with 9. I really, really liked it. It was one of my, well, I wouldn't say it's one of my favourite, but it's definitely up there this season.
Mm-hmm. JMO?
I'd probably go with an 8.
And Gabby?
An 8.
And Jenny alone. Marianne, last but not least.
I would give it a 9. I loved it.
Yay! Yes!
I am not alone.
You are not alone. Marianne, yeah, here I would with say, you.
I would say so far this half season is miles better.
Yeah,
completely. Completely. I mean, because the first half had good a few really, really good episodes. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them were like, ugh, no. I mean, I always try to write, you know, as positively as I can. But if I don't like something, I usually don't write about it.
Yeah.
But there was, like, I would say in the first half, four really good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest were just either just not
filler or just bad.
And I never say they're awful. But
well, mediocre. Well, I will.
Below average, you know, mediocre. And it's been like, honestly, it's been like that since the end of last season, too. I kind of felt like. So I've been really happy with how this half has been going. So.
Mm-hmm.
I actually look forward to every week again. Like,
yeah.
You know, I watch before I work, like, but I wake up and I'm like, yeah.
To watching my favorite
really
show.
It has really good momentum, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then tonight, we get Neverland stuff.
Blackbeard! Can't wait to see you.
Blackbeard and that giant spider thing, which I am not hyped for.
I hope Tinkerbell's going to be that.
Couldn't it be a giant butterfly?
Oh, Jenna.
Jenna from UK, you're right. I hope she is there, too.
I hope the Tinkerbell's going to be there, because like, she was only in it momentarily in a flashback, and I really like Rose McIver.
I wouldn't count on it, sorry. I don't think
Rufio.
I was going to say, I wouldn't count on Tinkerbell being there. I don't think so.
Oh.
But, she's supposed to come back this season, but we don't know when.
She already did.
She did, in a flashback. Yeah.
Sorry.
K23 happened. It was that monumental.
Is tonight's episode the one with the first one with Tiger Lily, or is that next
week? I don't know.
I think it's tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is tonight.
Okay, so since we're on the topic of Neverland stuff, my friend actually had a headcanon about, you know, because Emma said that she was going to go try and find him. She thought that she ends up in Neverland, and they just have all of these feels about their first kiss and all that kind of stuff. And she's kind of hoping that maybe they secretly get married in Neverland.
Ooh.
And then have the big shebang later on.
Oh. Ooh, I can get on board with that.
Does Emma even get to Neverland, or are we sure she gets to Neverland?
We don't know. Neverland stuff in studio.
Well, I know that. Yeah. But pictures or anything. I'm just saying that we saw her with Gideon in the promo all the time. So,
mm-hmm. But they are at the sorcerer's house. So, and there is a portal there.
Lindsay, I'm excited to see the Black Fairy because I love Jamie.
Yes, Jamie Murray is so freaking pretty.
She's gorgeous in person. She is, like, drop-dead gorgeous.
Lindsay's like, you bitches!
I hate you all!
Sorry.
But
she's so sweet, too.
I'm so excited to see her again because she's such a good actress. And I want... Because we didn't really see much of her last time, to actually see more of her.
Yeah.
I know I'm trying to kill her. And I know she's a bad hair, but that's the most fun. Like, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see her.
Cool. All right.
I had a question.
Okay.
Ooh, go ahead. Sure.
I can't remember if you guys talk about like theories or spoilers or things like that.
We usually have specific
sometimes
episodes.
So yeah. I read one that was really good. It's sort of like Jenna's headcanon a little bit.
Okay. Spoiler alert, people.
Yeah. Spoiler
it was
alert.
That if Emma gets to Neverland, which probably would be maybe not this episode but next week. That her and Killian discover they have a little true love sapling there.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And that would be what helps break Snow and Charming's curse.
I read that.
Ooh, I really like that.
That's not really a spoiler, though, is it? So that's
a theory.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter and I was like, dead.
Well, yeah. I think you retweeted it, JMR. I think that's how I saw it.
I did.
I thought it was Flare, so.
I was like, oh my god! Retweet!
Yep.
Retweet. Retweet.
Like, that's really sweet. I like that.
That is adorable. I want them to have a true love sapling.
Me too.
So wait, hold on. There's like a thing. I just had this thought. Does that mean that Emma and Henry have like a true love sapling, or is that only for romantic love?
Romantic.
Okay.
And not everyone has one. I don't think.
It's just selective TV.
Yeah.
Because like now everyone can have a TLK.
True love's kiss. Yeah.
That's everyone just not. Captain Solana have a true love's kiss.
Yes, exactly. True Love's Kissed is just so last season. Everybody's got those nowadays.
Yeah.
Like they hand them out to everybody. Here's one. Take True Love's Kiss here. You get True Love's Kiss. You get
True Love's Kiss, please.
God, Gabby's like True Love's Kiss Oprah over here.
There you go.
Yeah. Bees, all the bees.
Recommendations for the week? You didn't have to have one, but if you do...
I don't this week.
Share it.
I got one.
I can think of, let me think. I can have some.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marianne.
Yeah. Awesome.
I've been reading, what is it called? It's a fanfic. Let me find it on my phone. There's like two of them then.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have like two or three sometimes.
Shoot.
Yeah.
You're gonna guess it. You're gonna find it. You can break up rules. It's cool.
Yeah.
Well, one of them I read, like, it has like 40 chapters and it's been going on for a long time. And I don't know if it's been updated. It was called Beyond the Horizon.
Oh, there it is.
And that was just amazing. And this other one I'm just reading, it's like an enchanted alternate universe. It's called A Fairy Tale Beginning.
Oh, yes.
On Archive of your own. It's so sweet. I love this little story. Yeah. It's still in the middle of it. Those are mine.
Hi. I got one. All right. So I have a fanfic. I know it's weird. It's been a while since I've done a fic. It's called The Other Prince by Always Been a Pirate on AO3, but I've Always Been a Pirate on Tumblr. I'm going to read the description. It's only like four chapters in. Modern royalty AU. His Royal Highness Prince Killian has grown up in the shadow of the crown while enduring tragedy and the burdens of being the spare to the heir. With a desire to escape his past, he agrees to play host to the visiting general's daughter in exchange for an eventful life outside the royal bounds. Moving on is never that easy, though, and he quickly learns that being the other prince is even more difficult when you find yourself falling for the girl everyone wants your brother to marry. So he's Prince Henry, basically, in this. And then Liam is William and all that kind of stuff. So, and I really like it so far. And Morgan, you're doing a great job, and Prince I want the Harry? Next chapter. Prince Harry, yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Yeah. Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
British royalty and all that. You know, he just offended some Brits here.
Shut up!
Jenna was busy eating a sandwich and I was busy being embarrassed, but yeah.
I can't say I'm really a royalist, so it's cool.
I would say that I am. I like to watch, like, history about the royals and I like history about it. And, you know, I do quite like it. I'm a true Brit. I love British culture and all that, because obviously I live here.
So then maybe you'll like this one, Linz.
I'm reading it. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably also like mine, Linz. I've been reading something called Kensland Hall by Dasala. I'm so sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right. But they're also Dasala on Tumblr. And I'll read you guys a summary. A penniless dock worker inherits a title in his family's destitute estate. In order to save the house and grounds, he puts an ad in the paper for a wealthy wife from the United States. The damaged Emma Swan is desperate for a new start anywhere but New York. Together, will they save Kentledge Hall? And it's 10 chapters in. It's so good. They update every Friday, so there's regular updates. And it's just really good. It's so sweet. Like, Killian is just so gentle with Emma. And, like, it's just so good. I will say, the first chapter starts with a sexual assault slash rape scene, but it does not go into graphic detail, so you can kind of skim over it and get the idea of it. But it's really good. There's some outlaw queen in there, and they're really fun. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm actually reading the same fic, and I also love it. It's great. So my recommendation is also a fan fiction. It's called I Belong to You, You Belong to Me by P-H-T-H-A-L-O. I'm sorry, I can't read. I'll read the summary because it's a lot easier. So, 3 weeks after striking your boyfriend's sorry ass. Of course, I got to do some American accent, aren't I? 3 weeks after dragging your boyfriend's sorry ass out of the underworld is not the ideal time to find out you're pregnant. It's probably also not the ideal time for Zelina's time portal to spit out some kid. A teenage boy with blonde hair and Killian's eyes.
Ooh, intriguing.
It's completed as well, so you've got, you know, it's very good, and there's actually going to be a sequel, so I'm very excited about
that.
Ooh. Just Daddy Killian brings out the feels.
For that Valley Girl accent.
Yeah. Speaking as a Valley Girl, spot on.
Yay! I can move to California!
Oh my god, it'll be so great.
We can, like, have sleepovers and we can braid each other's hair!
We can go to the mall and get Pinkberry, and then we can go and get some coffee bean.
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I have a fan video. Right.
I was gonna say, hey, I know Gab has a fan video somewhere.
Yeah, I have a fan video called "Will You Marry Me?" Hook and Emma by Miss Catherine Pierce. It's great.
It's gonna kill me, isn't it?
Probably.
Kill all of us. Oh, this is Gabby we're talking about. Come on, guys.
I could find angstier, but you know.
You were in a good mood today.
Well, it was a last minute. I wasn't going to do anything, but I was like, well, whatever. I always have fan videos on the ready.
Yes, you do.
I thought of another one, actually, while you were all talking.
Go ahead.
I don't remember the author, but it's I think it's called Dark Gray. And basically is...
Oh, I think that's
It's like Killian's a lighthouse keeper.
Yeah.
And Emma washes up on the shore with a baby, and she calls him Henry.
Oh, yes.
And he takes care of her. It's not done yet, but it's really, really sweet. And it's sort of like the best fluff in the fandom. I wouldn't call it like fluffy, but it's not like angsty either. It's sort of sweet and moody at the same time. And
yeah,
I really like
it. Cool my heart red. Is the author.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
It's right, because I'm also, you know, what I'm like. I read alt fics, me.
Also, one time she bought me a pizza.
I have another recommendation.
So, shout out to her.
Mm-hmm. I have another recommendation. Ooh. How about Marianne's reviews on the...
Yeah. Go and read all
Come
of them.
Now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have them saved on my Facebook so I can read them.
Seriously. Whenever I see your post, I'm like, before I even read it, I know it's going to be good, so I just retweet it, but I go read it. It's like, yep, spot on, as always.
It's nice this week because Gil McKinney retweeted it, and so did Karen David.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, whoa, okay. Thank you.
Gil is a sweetheart.
Speaking of Gil, it was great to see
I'm
him in the last episode.
I'm obsessed with Gil McKinney.
Yeah, it was
He's
amazing.
I didn't expect him.
A wild Gil McKinney appears.
All right, so.
That was
that's
good.
That's it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We are the Once Upon a Captain Swan podcast. If you like our stuff, you can find us on YouTube, iTunes, Pocket Cast, and Audio Boom. That's all Once Upon a Captain Swan podcast. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, and WordPress. And that's OUACS Podcast.
Thank you, Maria, for coming on today. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, guys. You guys
are
so sweet.
You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime.
And then also,
I know I was nervous because this is kind of out of my comfort zone, you know. But
you did awesome.
You did a great job, Ben, considering we're nervous.
Knocked it out the park.
Yeah, thank you.
You were a lot more coherent than we were.
Well, but I've got to excuse me, but not you guys.
You're right. Yeah. All right. Next week we will not be recording because it is Easter. So, everyone, enjoy Easter. Eat some ham. Go find eggs. I don't know what else you do on Easter because I'm very Jewish. So I'll be working and getting that holiday pay.
Get that money.
Get that money.
Money for corn.
All right. So, goodbye.
Bye. And scene.